Hey everybody, Jay Schlansky here from the Fifth Trooper Network. I just want to take a moment to thank you for checking out this show. Did you know that over at thefifthtrooper.com we have tons of other content, including blogs, other podcasts, all kinds of stuff. In addition, if you want access to exclusive content, you can join us on patreon.com/thefifthtrooper and join at any level and you'll get access to exclusive blog articles, access to our private Discord, and much more. So please check us out and thank you so much for all your support.
Welcome to the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
The Ewok ran across the speeder bike path.
Hi, welcome back to the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
It's us.
I'm Jay. Hello. That's Tim.
It's me.
We're here. I'm going to warn you guys ahead of time. This is going to be a short episode. I'm on my way to vacation and Tim is on his way back from vacation, so
correct.
Yeah, so we're kind of cutting this one a little short, but yeah. So welcome back to the Fifth Trooper. If you haven't had a chance, I was on Scoundrels this week talking about was dressed as Santa number one and talking about our wish list for Legion. So
it was a perfect costume, by the way.
Hey, thank you.
Grade A.
It was. It was actually different than the one I did. So we did the Halloween episode where I actually wore the fake beard, but this time I actually dyed my beard.
You committed.
Yeah, well, it was serendipitous because we couldn't get someone to cover for Mike on Scoundrels, and last minute Kyle was like, hey, can you do it? And I said, I can, but I am going to be dressed as Santa because it's my wife's work party and they asked us to dress as Santa and Mrs. Claus, and he goes, yeah, that's okay, we could do a wish list for Legion. I go, okay. Boom. Yeah. Done. So
there you go.
So so anyways, so check that out. Today we're just, I don't know, you know, Tim is gonna be playing the Legion this week, and so he was gonna talk about a couple of the lists that he had built. I thought maybe we could go through some lists building or some ideas. I don't know. You know, we're just gonna wing it.
Well, and I've got, we were talking before the show, like I've got a bunch of different lists that I want to try. I've been running wikis for a while. They're a lot of fun. I really enjoy them. They did really well at PAX, came in second at PAX, right? Like there's some things to be said for wikis, but there's just so many things out there I want to try. And they're just all fun. It's a good spot to be at as far as like health of the game wise, like it's good. It doesn't mean I'm just running the same thing over and over again, but man, I just can't settle. And I have a local night coming up, but then, I mean, it's around the corner. LVO.
Oh, right. That's at the end.
LVO's around the corner. And then so is, right after that's going to be Golden Sprue.
Yeah. Evan's running that Golden Sprue and I'm somewhat involved and I still keep forgetting about it. Like everyone keeps going, what about Golden Sprue? I'm like, oh God, that's right.
It's going to be so fun though. Cause there's going to be like legitimate standard format Legion, but then also we're going to have all kinds of crazy things. I say, I'm not helping run it, but I'm very invested in Evan's success running it. I want it to succeed. It was a great time last year. Like honestly, for kind of coming out of the blue last year, it was just great. And then this year is already lining up to be ridiculous fun. It's just a really, it's funny that it's next to LVO because the vibe of it for being in the middle of Schenectady, New York, really hits a similar vibe to why I love LVO. Cause this is a bunch of guys like hanging out and having fun. Yeah. Legion's there. We all talk about it and we all argue about it, but like it's a part of the experience, but it's not the only reason for going.
Right. Yeah. And it's Evan, right? And Evan just has that vibe about him anyways, where it's just like, hey, we're just going to come throw some dice, have some fun. And you know, alcohol is freely available at this event.
Yes, in the lobby.
Yeah.
In the lobby bar.
We
shut down
the
lobby bar last year and we shut down a couple bars.
That's right. Yeah. Well, and then also they have carts right outside the doors from the event as well. So you can, you know, you could get your drinks there too. So yeah, it's a great event and that'll be exciting. It's a stark contrast to Worlds for for sure. Not that Worlds is not fun. It's just different.
It's just different. It's a very different vibe. Yeah. In a good way. In a good way.
But yeah, all right. Well, I for those of you who didn't listen to Scoundrels, I'll just talk about this real quick here because I'm a little passionate about it right now. But is we were talking about our wish lists and like what we want for Legion, and mine was to clean up and make Skirmish playable. Because, and I think you guys all probably, if you've been listening to Fifth Trooper, you probably know where I'm heading with this. Is I've been playing a lot of MCP, and one of the great things
I knew it was coming
is it's quick, it's reasonable to travel with it. You know, it's you feel bad, but it doesn't linger because you can get to the next game quick and bounce back. And Legion needs, I think, a small, like, Skirmish is almost there. And I think, you know, I said this on Scoundrels that, like, even Alex and Luke, when they made Skirmish, they would even agree with this, that they didn't really see it all the way through. It was quickly put together and put out there, right? And so I would love to see even like a restricted list or like a banned list or something in Skirmish that takes all the fields bads away, like the range four, like that you can't really have that in Skirmish. You can't, like, maybe take away all vehicles. Skirmish shouldn't have vehicles, maybe even creature troopers. You know, I think you could do something to make that vibe better.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't even think it would need a rules change, or you could still have the same cards, the same Skirmish cards that came in the upgrade pack 2, which you can't get a hold of right now because it's out of stock everywhere. But you could still have all the same cards. You just institute a ban or restricted list, and that would help that game immensely. And I think vehicles could be banned, range 4 weapons could be banned, maybe even range 3 restricted somehow, you know?
Yeah. I mean, well, like, for even the most basic of gun lines, even range 3 is, like, devastating, right? Like, that's when everything hits full force normally. So, yeah, I could see that.
Anyways.
I mean, they have Spec Ops, though. Like, they're doing the Spec Ops thing. They said they're...
But that's Kill Team. It's something different. You need... Because here's my argument, and this is what I argue with Kyle. The people that come play Legion are one of two people, roughly. Okay, I'm sure there's outskirts, but these are our main buckets. People coming from 40K who don't want to play 40K anymore, and people who love Star Wars. Those are your two main, right? And we need need an intro to the non-war gamers, the non-Star Wars, you know, fanatics. That's like, hey, because, like, you know, there's no, like, side game for Legion. Like, you can't say, all right, I'm playing. Right. I'm either playing competitive Legion or I'm not playing at all at this event, right? And there needs to be a quick, like, 70-minute game of Legion that you can play in an hour and 20 minutes, and move on and still get the taste of Legion and still enjoy it.
I don't know if there needs to be that, though. I think you just play a different game at that point and then play Legion as well.
Think you're completely wrong.
That's fine. I think there's so many good games that do that so well, like MCP, like Shatterpoint, and things like, I think they do it so well. Why try and replicate that when you can just be your own thing?
I'll tell you why.
And have each thing be its own thing.
Here's why. I'll give you a perfect example.
Hot dogs and a sandwich is all I'm saying.
No, yeah, right. Okay, maybe. But I think if you want people to play Legion, and I think we're starting to see maybe a little bit of an exodus from Legion, okay? I think so. I think we're starting to see people not play it as much, because here's why. And this goes back to a few episodes ago where I was talking about the commitment that it takes to play Legion, right? But if you told me that I could play a pared down version of Legion and play 4 or 5 rounds in a day and still see everything and still be able to play Legion, play with the minis I've painted up, play with everything, I would do that. That would be interesting to me. That would keep me playing Legion. And I think you do that by cleaning up Skirmish, creating a ban or a limited list for it. And that's how you do it. And then make it a competitive-ish event. I think it's perfect. And then you keep people in Legion. My minis I could still use. I still playing Legion. I don't, because the problem with forcing people to other games, Tim, is they'll just go play the other games.
If that's what they, if they just want a shorter game, then yeah, I don't want a shorter game. I like my longer games.
You're a masochist then, because it's crazy. No one likes I'm just a war gamer. Games.
I'm a war gamer. I want to feel satisfied at the end of my game. And I
you don't
want to
feel satisfied. No. You want to feel upset and sweaty. I know what you want.
I want to feel exhausted.
You love the pain of the exhaustion of three or four rounds. Like when they say, oh, it's going to be a 4-round tournament today. You're like, oh, baby.
Well, look at,
I'm the opposite. You tell me it's a 4-round Legion tournament. I'm like, I'm not going to that.
World's day one is probably going to be 4 rounds.
I know, and I'm so
it's amazing.
Angry.
That's what it should be. That's the real deal.
All right, maybe
it's
worlds. Maybe worlds. Yes. All right. I'll go with that. Worlds, yes. Everywhere else, no.
I don't think it needs to be shorter. I think just play. You can play multiple games.
Legion
okay.
Itself, your 800 point, grand art does not need to be shorter. It is what it is. That's the game.
Right.
But in order to keep people going with it and keep people interested, and okay, here's a perfect example, right? At Worlds, you're going to have to go X and O to get out of Worlds.
You have to beat undefeated.
Undefeated, right? To do this.
Completely undefeated. Yeah.
If you're not and you're done, you now just go to play other games. If they had a smaller game that played on a 3x3 that was a skirmish adjacent game, you could keep people playing Legion. And I didn't just bring an entire army to be booted out of day one of Worlds. You know? Marketing, baby.
I guess, I don't know. Again, I think the space is big enough to have multiple people there. And it's okay. Multiple things.
No.
It's all right. Not everything has to be the same as something else.
Everything has to be Legion or nothing at all, Tim. What is your problem? What podcast do you think you're on right now?
Oh, goodness. I don't have my wish list. I'm really happy with where the game's at right now.
Yeah.
We actually, it's funny you say there's an exodus. I've seen growth across every platform I've seen Legion going. So I see a lot of growth. How about that?
You are looking at the wrong things, Palo.
Okay. Local scenes is where it grows. That's all I'm saying.
Our local scene for sure is growing.
Yeah.
Not everybody's. Not everyone's, though.
Knoxville's, Rochester. You have North Carolina. I've seen it grow. Yeah. You look around. I've seen the good writing on the wall. But anyway, I don't know. What would I really want? I don't know.
No one cares what you want.
That's fair. I'm a ginger. I don't get to have wishes.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll think of it later.
All right. Well, let's talk about your game coming up.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I have my Wookiee list built, so I might run that. But I have a couple of days to build something else. And so I've been looking at... I really, again, Empire is my first love,
yep.
But Empire just feels a little bit dull right now. I'm excited for Inquisitors to come out. I know, here's the thing. Everyone's excited for Inquisitors to come out because they think they're so good, and I'm fine with that. To me, they're just something different and fresh, and so that's why I'm excited for it. Like, all right, great. I think they're going to be good, too. Don't get me wrong, but...
Okay, I'm not... Sorry, this look isn't for your Inquisitors conversation. This look is... I don't think you really understand Empire then. If you can't come up with a fresh list right now.
I'm not saying I can't come up with a fresh list, but it's just most of them seem to be like pretty similar. It's like, okay, you're really good at sitting there and shooting, and like they're okay, cool. Like you don't have to share, you don't have to think about it, you just aim, shoot, and then if you're a remnant, you aim three more times.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Because even like Tempest, there's a lot of aim, shoot, and like with the ATS.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a list for you.
Okay.
I don't know if you have the models for it, but I have a list for you.
Okay.
It's 2 Gav tanks and 2 E-webs.
You're speaking of the old ways, but yes.
I really think it has legs. All right. So for
it
those
doesn't have treads, actually.
Right. Yeah. For those of you who don't know about this. Okay. You get the two Gav tanks. All right. I think this is still really good, Tim. And what you do,
I believe you think that,
is you put the pintle on it, the rifle pintle, which is the one red, three white. Mm-hmm. You can put the surge pilot on it, which is the armor pilot. That's up to you. You put the onboard's comm channel on it. Okay. Now what you do is you get yourself two E-webs. You put link targeting array on the E-webs. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to explain all this to you folks in a minute. And then up to you whether you want overcharge or barrage. Barrage is going to give
barrage.
You more. Okay, well, it depends. Like, if you're looking for more impact in your list, if you're afraid of a Tempest list, you could go with the impact gun. But let's say barrage, that's fine. So you have two E-webs, two tanks. Okay, now an oldie but a goodie, you put General Veers in here.
Okay.
All right. You got, you can put, now the makeup of the rest of this is kind of up to you, but you could definitely put some, just like a couple stormtroopers in here. So let's just throw three nakeds in to start.
Could put some med boys in there or repair bots, probably med guys, because the E-webs are always weaker than people think. So I would say repair or med guys.
You know, you could put one of each, really, if you wanted.
That's fair.
Keep the E-webs healthy, keep the tanks healthy. So I got one of each. Let's put two meds in there. Why not? You know, and one repair. And I've got two sniper strike teams.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. I have 10 activations right now.
I would drop those snipers into just naked storms, but anyway.
Yeah, you could. All right, let's do that.
I just don't think strikes are good right now.
Well, I think you're wrong, but that's fine. Okay. So actually, let me share this, because people on the YouTubes are going to want to see this.
The views.
All right, so we've got two occupiers, both with elite armor pilots, pintles, onboard comms. We have two E-webs with link targeting array, barrage generators. We have two naked storms. We have two storms with med droids and one with an astromech. We could actually add another one with an astromech. We've got the points. So you've got two astromech boys, two heal boys, General Veers. You're going to want maximum firepower.
Yep.
You're going to want evasive maneuvers.
Yep.
You put on push. Pin down. Yeah, not push. Sorry.
No, you're good.
You want pin down.
Pin down while you're building the command cards. Pin down has been, and I think for a long time will be, sneaky good. People don't play it.
They
enough.
Never expect it. Yeah.
It is so good. It was the anti-tac strike back in the day. It still is. It's anti so many things that rely on. There's so many orders, or command cards rather, that rely on face-up order tokens, that it can just ruin someone's day.
Agreed. And for those of you who don't know what it does, basically, if your heavier support units, in this case, you will have four actions that'll be able to do this. If they shoot something with a face-up order token, your opponent has to shuffle that back in their stack. So, and I'm going to explain that in this case, you'll have four. And then you do Imperial Discipline and Assault. So there's your command hand. Okay.
You're missing a one pip.
Oh, am I? Oh, maybe I didn't do ambush.
Just an ambush, yeah.
You could do it. Yeah, you would do ambush in this list.
Yeah, you do ambush.
All right. Yep. So here's what you do, folks. Four out of your six turns. Okay. You're giving orders to the tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're giving orders to the E-webs, which are then getting aims. So your tanks, and they can move, shoot. They could aim, shoot. They can move, and then let the E-web shoot. There's a lot going on here. You can you could alpha strike with this list.
Alpha tank strike, yeah.
Dude, it's nasty.
It's a classic. It truly is.
This was a while ago. I think I was playing Mike Barry, and he was playing Anakin Padme, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I played a version of this list. And I literally gave orders to the tanks, moved into fire lanes, and then literally shot. They had aims too from Veers, because Veers.
Yep. Veers has spotter 2.
Spotter 2.
Which we should point out too. Remember, you only have to be range 1 from the tank base, not from the E-Web, because E-Web's not kind of there. It's there, but not there. And
but you don't even have to give it to, so you give it to the tanks. They now have aims. They move, shoot. The E-Webs both have orders with aims. They then aim, shoot. So they have two aims, and you could, you can erase two squads of clone troopers behind barricades.
Yeah.
Like, easily.
I do think, all jokes aside about the Gav tank, I actually do think that's a solid list.
Yeah.
I think it's solid enough.
Yeah. And then, you know, in this iteration, we have Astromechs and Healbots. I could go without the Healbots, and actually, like, if we cut those two Healbots, we could potentially put some nice weaponry in there. You know, if you're scared of AT-STs or something eating your lunch, you could put HH-12s in there if you wanted on two of them.
You can, but remember, Occupier is going to have a good amount of impact, and then also your E-Web Surge crit.
Yeah, so you could put the two T-21s. We're going to have to get some points back somewhere, but, you know, the Elite Armor pilots are a nice to have, not technically a need to have.
Disagree, but
in this,
that's fine.
You know, I mean, there's an argument for you know, doing one first sergeant, and then you could do one first sergeant and then one Governor Price, and like there's some nice like aims and stuff going on in there, you know, and that makes up for the that makes up for the surge.
Something else to note too, since we're talking about Gavs and oblong bases in particular, is for things like long march. It really applies to any game or deployment, but especially long march. You can deploy with up to half of your base outside of the deployment zone.
Yep. Oh, that was nuts. That was a rule that was created for me specifically. I think
thank you for that, because it almost cost me a game back in the day.
So I've told this story before, but I'll tell it one more time. We were at LVO. I was playing double heavy. I was playing AT-ST Gav tank. It was the final table against Nima on stream. And Alex Davey was there on stream watching our game. And I could not deploy my Gav tank, because there was nowhere to put it. Unless I put it straight, and Alex literally on stream goes, "Oh, we're gonna have to change that."
Yeah,
and that's where that ruling came from. Because he ended up seeing that on stream, and so they modified the rules. So yeah,
I might have been helping stream that one. I'm not sure. I don't remember. But yeah,
you might have been. Yeah, I think you were. Yeah, and so anyway, so this Tim, this is a very creative, very good list. I think would hold up well.
I think it holds up fine. I think a force user could mess with it. I think the force user is just going to run around the tanks basically and get in and mess with the troopers. But I mean, they have to survive to get there, which is not an easy task.
So you want to get even nastier.
I think you got a lot of impact to run around too these days.
I forgot about the pass mechanism for a minute there. So, you know, the other thing you could start doing is if you also put shore troopers in there and the mortars, you could also fire support your tank or E-Web.
Mm-hmm.
You could also use the shore troopers to give orders to the E-Webs if you wanted to do a different layout and not have them on the tank and have the E-Webs, you know, if you want to block an alley or something, have the tanks just running around causing chaos.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that.
Oh, yeah. No, you have options. Again, double Gav, double E-Web to me is a classic, and that's fine. Like, I think it's fine. I don't know if it's crushing, but I think it's interesting. Are you trying to put a bounty hunter in there?
Yeah, I was looking to see what else I could put in here.
Double Gav, double E-Web bounty hunter.
I don't think crushing. But I think if you practiced it and you understood what your list did, other people will not understand what this list does.
That's fair.
And I think you could get away with some real interesting lands.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair.
Like, okay, you want to be like, you could bone up and like, so these shore troopers, you could give them, you know, each another shore. You could also give them,
you can give them officers, give them officers their courage too, all of a sudden.
Oh yeah. You could do that. I was going to give them offensive push too, and then just be like tossing so much dice into people.
No, I like putting officers on them because then you're able to get aims on them even more reliably. So you can get that courage too going.
Yeah, and then you could give them recon intel and you could give them offensive push.
God, there's just some fat shores, man.
But they're going to hit hard
Well, yeah.
and quick.
Yeah. And then you remember that your mortars are going to be deploying a speed one off of the recon intel already. So your mortars essentially have like Scout three, basically.
This is a little bit trickier to do, but like your first couple turns for like an alpha strike. Let me get his command cards back in here so I can look at this. But on the your first two turns, right? You would play. So your first turn, you could play. You could probably play assault. Okay, so here's what you do. Veers gives the orders to. You could do it two ways. You could give them to the tanks, and then they give them to the EWIPs. Now you got four there. Then your third order, you could give to one of the shores, which then gives it to a mortar. So now you have six activations. You have three in your bag, two core and a commander. So you have a 33% of chance of pulling Veers if you wanted, right? And then or you could just go and alpha strike right off the bat.
I would say so. I agree with you, except I would say that third order could go on Veers and then let him spot her.
You could well so there's you have some options, right? So if you want a
Yes.
spotter and give the if the tanks need to move, yes, give it to
Right.
Veers. He's got a spotter, give them aims, then they can move up and shoot and have their full thing.
Exactly.
If your opponent misdeploys and they're up closer, you actually want to give it to the shores to the mortar, so then when you fire, you then could fire support on top of it as well.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
Like that, so there's two different options in that, like that turn zero, like or turn one,
Yeah.
is like, okay, do I want are the tanks moving up and doing most of the work, or are they close enough where I can like pull some shenanigans and having more orders out is
Here's
better.
the other thing I would say with that too, is you're at 798. That 2-point bid is not going to do you anything other than cost you a tie
Yeah.
break. Put recon on Veers.
Yeah, I was thinking that's
Recon
good.
intel on Veers.
Yep.
You don't even have to remember recon intel doesn't have to be used. Like you get Scout One, you don't have to go anywhere.
But yeah, putting him in place where he can hand out aims when as your army's moving up is huge. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, especially if you're alpha striking, you do want him to scout up so that way he's able to be in range one of the tanks
Well,
and
and
yeah.
the nice thing about this is if your opponent's onto the alpha strike, right, you also have pinned down. There's nothing saying you can't play pinned down first turn. Move up your tanks. Shoot and take away all their order control and then just punish them for the rest of the game.
Again, unless your opponent is playing like attack strike list, then you save your pin down for the attack strike turn.
Well,
Because
right. Yeah.
remember with the tanks, because they have arsenal, you can split fire.
Yes.
And it's each attack pool causes the face up order token to go back in.
Right.
So you could technically put in two, four,
Six.
six. You could put six orders back in someone's bag, which is devastating. So, depending
Yeah.
on what they're playing.
I mean, could you right, so like imagine they set up some weird turn with like droids, right? And they're like, "Oh yeah, I'm but," and you're like put everything back in your stack, boyo.
If you want AI to trigger like that, yeah, it can be a real pain in the neck.
So, anyways, there's a list for you.
No, that's fair. I like it. Again, it's a classic for a reason. That's fair.
I think I was talking to last week Isaac was on. You missed it.
Yeah.
You were on vacay.
I listened to it though. He did
Oh,
great. It was awesome.
Isaac's the man. We're definitely having him back on more
Oh yeah,
for
he's
sure.
fantastic.
For sure. So I mentioned to Isaac, what I said was I and to your point earlier about your wish list, because you like where the game's at, you don't really have anything. I think even though that's a classic, I think it's very viable today. And on top of it, I don't think people are ready for it. So
I
if
think
you
that's
walked
fair.
up with that list, I think 70% of players would be like, not scared, but would just play normal, and then you could punish them severely, I
My
think.
only caveat to that is that there's so much impact still running around.
Yeah, for
That's
sure.
but But that's also why if you run the repair bot version, that's what they're for. Also, you can have the EWEBs get out. Feel like they're gonna, if the tank's gonna go down, get the EWEBs out and like you
Well,
have options.
you don't even have to put the EWEBs in them
Also
if
true.
you didn't want to.
I've seen that happen. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
No, I dig it. I do. I do.
Good.
I've been toying around with, obviously, like I said, Wookiees, but I've had a few things in my head. I think Rex is still good, so I've messed around with him a little bit. I've always wanted to try. I ran last LVO, I think it was last LVO. Yeah. I ran double saber triple flamer RT. It actually did better than I would think. Truth be told, it did better than I would think. But I think was that last LVO? Now I'm losing track of time, man. I can't even remember what I did. Anyway, but this time around, I'm curious about the Saber tank and the ISP. And with those extra points, you get a lot of fire supports going. So hear me out. I understand it's a little bit crazy town, but you got Commander Cody. Because last year we didn't have Cody before, so now we got Cody. Commander Cody with scopes. You got a Saber tank with the blaster turret, so it's a three black critical two or critical one, excuse me. High energy shells and a comms relay.
Here,
You have the
let me build this for people who some people like to see this on the screen. So,
No, that's fair. Yeah, I can't share my screen, so
no, it's okay. It's
yeah.
okay. So we got that. So we put in the saber
Yep,
and we give it
Saber.
high energy shells.
Yeah, standard configuration plus comms relay because of Cody, which we'll go through the thought process here in a second. But yeah,
And then,
the hard point. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the not the beam turret.
oh,
I
you like
don't
the twin.
know. Yeah.
Okay.
Then you have the ISP just with your crit pilot and with missile pods. And if you don't want missile pods, that's fine. I like them because it's two four red potentially, or two red and two red if you do gunslinger, you know, whatever. But whatever, they're all the same price. Phase one with a Z6
Man,
and
that
recon intel.
Z6.
Z6 and a recon. Because that way the recon intel on them is such a clutch play because it gets them into range. Two phase ones with RPSs. Another phase one with fives and recon. There we go. Phase two with a mortar and boil. And then you're at 800 on the nose.
Dang.
Boom. That is a thick list full of fire supports. And so for those that don't maybe know how that works, Cody has direct vehicle. So you direct to the Saber tank. The Saber tank relays it to fives. Fives then keeps it and then also coordinates to another fellow phase one. So every turn, no matter what command card you play, as long as that tank's alive, you're going to, and everyone else is alive, you're going to be issuing a minimum of two fire supporting orders because you really want the orders on the phase one so they can fire support. And then you could fire support the tank if you want to. You can fire support Cody because he's a great fire support platform. You have the ISP, which is made for fire supporting. And for those that don't know how the ISP works, because not a lot of people play it, it's a really cool unit. I really do like it. Height is sometimes an issue for it, but you can with the heavy weapons upgrade on it, you can either keep the whole pool. So in this case, it's four red impact two, I believe, right? Yeah, impact two at range 2 to 4. Or you can give it gunslinger and split that pool and the keywords and go two shot and two shot. So it's two red, impact one. But obviously, again, then you would fire support. And with that special pilot on there, it says anytime you fire support, you get surge crit. So this list was
Not
really
bad.
made to just do all that stuff. And then also, I mean, not for nothing, all those troopers can move. I mean, you have two courage, two troopers. Pro tip, keep that surge on that phase two, like it's gold, because that is for boil. It's only for boil. It's for no one else. It does not get shared. It doesn't go to anyone else. That is his, because you can't share for Guardian, so he has to keep his. But and yeah, the recon intels on the Z6 on the fives gets them into range quicker. I think it's solid enough. Again, I don't know if it's amazing, but it
I think it
seems like a lot of
super
fun.
Interesting. Yeah.
I think you're potentially wiping units.
Oh, dude, you know what I just thought of?
Yeah.
You
What's
could put
that?
The mortars on the tanks, give them orders, and fire support the tanks with the
Oh, you're talking
mortars.
About for your stuff.
Sorry,
Yeah,
it just hit me. And then
no,
you
that's a great idea.
Keep the e-webs by the shore troopers and give the e-webs the orders from the shore troopers and hold down your back with the e-webs. And
I
then
didn't even think of that.
So you could potentially be, Jesus, you could be doing a 3 red, 3 white, 2 black, well, actually be 6 white with the fire support, suppressive impact 2 shots.
Yeah.
With an aim.
And then, so,
with an aim
and
and
again,
critical one.
remember,
A critical one.
Remember too that the Gav tank at range 2, doesn't it have suppressive at range 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. So really, if let's talk about if you're wanting to deal suppression damage,
Yeah.
you can split fire a bunch. And so then if you have your mortars and your tanks and your e-webs all done, you're getting, was that 6 suppressive shots?
Yeah.
2, 4, yeah, 6 suppressive shots potentially. And you're not going to be doing a ton of damage because you're splitting fire.
Right.
But if your goal is to just deal suppression, there you go.
Right. If somebody has, like, if you end up getting like recover or something and somebody goes for that middle box and you're just like, I'm just going to put like 8 suppression on you.
Yeah. You know, good. You're going to drop it. As soon
You're
as
definitely dropping that box. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because the rules now, it's automatic as soon as you hit to the threshold. Boom.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to go backwards. It just hit me.
No,
Like,
no,
I
it's
was
okay.
like,
That's a great
oh,
thought.
dude, you
Yeah.
could put those on them. Anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't run a fire support platform in a long time, and so
I'd
I
love to
think they're
see one of those
cool.
ISPs out there.
People always forget they're speed 3, man.
Yeah.
They are speed 3, so they do actually pretty well on bombing run. Like, this list doesn't hate. I don't love it. I wouldn't play for it, but I could survive bombing run.
Yeah.
Because the Saber can move really quick with a huge base and hover, and with strafe rather. And then same thing, ISP's got a pretty good size base with strafe, and they're going to strafe at speed 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's neat. I don't know if it's amazing, but it's a lot of fun. And it's a really, like I said, it's a thick list. I really like having upgrades on everything because then it feels a lot less bad when you lose something. You know, we've talked about that before on here of the feels bad of, oh, I lost this big expensive unit and blah, blah, blah. This helps mitigate that a little bit. It's like, I'm okay to lose certain things,
Yeah.
you know, within reason.
I like it.
Within reason.
All right.
So we'll
Short
see. I'll probably
episode.
bring that tomorrow. Yeah.
Perfect.
Or
You
not. I
should.
keep saying tomorrow.
Thursday. I know.
Thursday.
We're our
Thursday.
week's off. Our
Whatever.
week's off.
Yeah.
But yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. So looking forward to it. I don't know what's just. Eventually, I got to start practicing something for LVO, or I'll just wing it like I always do and enjoy Vegas for the rest of the time. I'll end up streaming probably. Someone, if someone's streaming, I'll hop on there and it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that. Maybe.
I'm the hobo streamer, so I just hop on.
Yeah, you've always been like that.
That's fair. I take that as a compliment because I choose to.
It wasn't insulting at all. You're a great asset and a great friend. And we all love you, pal.
Feel like it's a butt coming.
Nope.
Okay, buddy. You're already in the holiday spirit. You're in the, and I mean holiday in every sense of the word, like going on vacation, taking
Yeah,
your own personal holiday. Yeah. You
it's gonna be
got
great.
the palm trees going on. It was great weather, so I left it in good condition for you. It's good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
It's good times.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us, and thanks for sticking through this short episode. I swear, as next week we'll be back with a full-on episode.
Yeah, we went on okay. We were able to talk through that a little bit. We, you know, a little bit of crafting. It
Yeah,
was
it was
good.
good. It
Yeah.
was great. Everything's
Had
great.
good times.
Deal with it.
And by that, we mean we love you. Yes, we do.
All right. All right. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
Good night, everyone.
Join us next week for another edition of the Fifth Trooper podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.